What did she mean she warned me? Suzanne glanced up with a knowing look on her face.
Katie said she had a feeling you'd be a bit less in control than usual today. Freaked out, I think were her words.
I opened my mouth to protest, then shut it with a snap. As usual, my wife was right. I was rather freaked out right now. I needed to see Katie so I could calm down. Suzanne stopped in front of a door, regarding me patiently.
Katie is fine. The baby is fine. You need to be composed and strong for her, all right?
I exhaled hard. Yes.
She needs you.
She's really all right. The baby is early.
Babies come early all the time, Richard. With all the books you've read and the questions you've asked, you know this can happen. Katie is young and healthy. You also know I would never hold anything back from you.
I relaxed a little, hearing the honesty in her voice. And she was right. I had read a ton of books and asked endless questions. Suzanne had always been honest, blunt, and to the point with us. She wouldn't tell me Katie was okay unless she was indeed all right. Okay, I'm good. Can I see her now? She grinned at my impatience.
Yes.
When I entered Katie's room, she was lying down with Laura sitting beside her. I hurried over, dropped a kiss to my wife's mouth, and drew back. Hi, sweetheart. She smiled up at me, clutching my hand, her eyes clouded in pain.
Hi. I'm glad you're here.
I got here as fast as I could. Laura grinned and stood up.
That's my cue. I'll go sit with Graham and give you two a little time alone. Come get me if you need me.
Graham is here?
He didn't come with you.
No, he didn't. Oh, shit. I shrugged my shoulders with a grimace. I forgot him. I left Graham behind in the restaurant. I ran out without telling him what happened or where I was going. Right in the middle of a pitch to a new client as well. Laura began to chuckle.
I left my phone in the car. I'm sure he's been calling.
I pulled out my phone from my pocket, seeing I had missed several calls and texts. I handed it to Laura. Use mine. I owe him an apology. Or 10. She took the phone, shaking her head.
I'm sure he'll understand.
She paused beside me, giving me a quick hug.
She needs you, Richard. She's scared, but trying to be brave.
She whispered. I nodded and quietly thanked her. That was my Katie, brave and silent. My gaze followed Laura's departing form with gratitude. She was a positive force in both our lives and the closest thing to a mother I had ever truly known. I sat beside Katie, holding her hand in mine, and looked at Suzanne. Well?
We thought maybe it was Braxton Hicks, but Katie's water broke and her labor is progressing at a steady pace. I think you're going to meet your child today if things keep moving forward like this.
I lifted Katie's hand to my mouth, pressing a kiss on her knuckles. Today, I repeated, meeting her anxious gaze.
We're going to monitor Katie and we'll move her when it's time. Meanwhile, I need you to remember everything you learned in your classes. Help her with her breathing, keep her comfortable, and let her lean on you.
Her gaze went to Katie.
You can walk if you want to. In fact, I recommend it. There are ice chips and water here. Are you certain no epidural?
Katie shook her head. She was adamant on that subject, no matter how I pleaded with her to change her mind. Dr. Suzanne smiled at Katie and patted her hand.
You can change your mind if you want. But we can't leave it too long. There is a point we can't go back. I know. I want to do this without drugs. Okay, you two. Settle in. I'll be back shortly.
She left and I bent over and kissed my wife, meeting her worried gaze steadily. I'm here, sweetheart. You're going to be fine. I won't leave you for a minute. And later we're going to meet our child.
It's so overwhelming, she admitted in a shaky voice. I'm scared.
I was relieved she said the words aloud. I pressed another kiss on her head. What do you need?
You to hold me.
You never have to ask. She shifted to the side and I sat beside her, wrapping my arms around her body, spreading my hand wide across her stomach and rocking her gently until I felt her relax. Someone is anxious to meet you. She hummed softly.
Meet us? It's your voice he or she reacts to the most.
I smiled, dropping a kiss to her hair, then stroked her swollen belly. It had felt odd the first time I talked to her stomach. I felt like an idiot lying beside her with my hand on her skin, muttering about silly things. Except, I liked it. I started reading books, humming music, talking about how much fun we were going to have when he or she was born. Anything to connect myself to the life growing inside Katie. The first time I felt the push of a hand or foot against my